Hi folks, Brian here from quantlabs.net. I'm going to be going through my generated Word documents reports for the outlook of crypto over the next couple days. As you know, we're using MotiWave as part of that. We've got some other reports here as part of the reports. So what we can look at first, we filter on volume, filter on trend. We don't do any filtering at all, and then we have this odd one where we look at the short. So the only short we have is OMG. OMG is pretty well now in a negative trend. So if you want a short, you probably, I think you can short on futures for this. Be my guest. Now let's go over to what our overall big four look like. Crypto risk, as I call it, crypto risk. You can see here we have four that are in medium performance for the big four, between half to full percent. You can see here this is Ethereum at negative 0.57, but there's other ways I can do that. But it's pretty strong right now, so let's go into the reports, not worry about this. All right, so let's just look at the standard long, no filtering at all. We have two. So we have a PAX USDT. PAX is another stablecoin against a stablecoin, so you won't get much movement. So I'm not going to go into much detail with that. In terms of bull USDT, that's good if they think that the US dollar is going to go up, but I'm not going to go look into that as well. So what I will say that I have seen since the markets have been moving up is that the ones in based on trend seem to be more predictable. So the ones I'm going to report here should give you hopefully the best performance. See here we got quite a few. And this is in the order it goes. So comp, oddly enough, always comes up number one, but I think it's based upon the past performance. But comp or compound has been this really strong decline, as I can show you here in MotiWave here. So here, if I show you compound, as always in USDT, this one has been not moving a lot. This is a DeFi coin. I think this has been somewhat manipulated. I hope to see another one that I'm tracking. It's called Maker, but you can look at but that. It's MKR. So here's our next one, Ethereum Bull. So we always have to choose between Ethereum Bull or Ethereum itself to see which one will give you the better performance. So, looking at the video here or the charts here in the report, it's still negative. This doesn't really do anything for me. I'm not seeing any candle at all, any calls for candles. But let's look at what's available here. As you can see here, it seems to be struggling. Hopefully, we can see Ethereum itself, how it's performing. It's been doing really, really well with this big rise here from, as low as 187 back in May to July 21st at 245, and now we're hitting around 389, pushing at $400. So that's really strong performance. So hopefully we'll see some other different types of reports here. Bitcoin's doing well. So let me pull that out. So obviously, Bitcoin we like. So this probably will start pushing up further. You can see it's it has had this massive run up from, let's say, back in April of 71.25 for the more recent run up. So between April and July 19th, it's been pretty well dead. It's been pretty flat, and then all of a sudden it started to rise from, let's say, 90, 9160 all, peaking up all the way up to, as I said, pushing towards 12,000, and it's already hit 12,000 a few days ago. So that's a massive run up there. You can see also that Bitcoin is now finally has finally flattened its trend curve when it's been negative for pretty well all year. Another decent performer is Dash. Let's check that out. We haven't talked about Dash a lot. Dash hasn't been coming up as a star performer, but still it's doing really well from here at 70.35 back July 19th, same time it's moved up to 92.50. Not a very exciting move up compared to other coins, but it's still got that negative trend line. That's why my system won't pick up that trend. It really has to be a strong trend line. So we have here XMRs being the next one. This has had a really good run up as well. And again, we always report everything in USDT or Tether in the spot market, but these can be easily as traded in the futures market on Binance, as we hinted in last night's webinar. So this one, again, if you look at the lows in around July 2nd, started moving up, and at July 2nd, that was around 64.22, and it's moved up quite a bit to 84.97. So there's been a solid trend up all year. As I said, in April, it has been flat since the end of March and has a sudden rise up. So we'll see how this does. Just see here. Again, we're battling with that negative trend. It has to really move up to flatten out the trend for my system to pick it up as potential trading. BCH, same thing, negative. These are doing well, but these are not the strong trenders since the beginning of the year. And when I say trend, we're measuring over about 5 weeks seems to be the optimal time period to measure that. So here we can see Bitcoin, but you can see here there's a sudden wick that goes down, so there is some downward pressure there when it does want to go down, and that's quite the drop. That's probably affected by that flash crash on the Saturday, 224 being the low, all the way up to 300. That's quite the rise, but it did drop as low as 235. So we have to be careful with Bitcoin Cash, holding if that's what you wanted to hold. But it's better to hold better trending pairs here, so hopefully we'll see those again. Zcash is another one that's struggling with that negative trend. It has been doing fairly well. Let me just show that. Just get rid of that. So you want Zcash. Okay, so very strong, nice run up. It's been a decent coin if you were to hodl it. So back in April, we're looking at 37.86 to, wow, almost tripling. So that's had some really good performance. I mean, it's a private coin, but for some reason, my system won't touch it because of this negative trend here. But Neo, let's see, it's just been flat. It's just been absolutely decimated. But let's check it out in MotiveWave here. Neo. Neo USDT. So it's looking good as well from as low as in April, $7 all the way up to roughly 13.36, but you can see these drops here. Not as bad as Bitcoin Cash, but still, That's almost doubling in price though, so that's a pretty good run up. But it's been fairly dead for a while. So Litecoin's been an interesting one as well. Let's see that one. We had that sudden 8-9% rise in literally in no time. And this has been doing pretty good. You can see here it's been very flat, but just recently, July 21st, obviously coinciding with Bitcoin's performance on July 19th on that low. So it's been here at 41, 43.77, driven up to $62. So good performance, but compared to something like Zcash, that's a really good one for right now out of the lot that I've seen in the bigger coins, Zcash. But again, we have that negative trend line long term to deal with. So here we have Ethereum. We've already looked at that. Let's just see. It's been looking pretty good. The DeFi movement has really helped out this coin. Ethereum Classic is an interesting one. Don't think that would be a really stellar move there. So we got Ethereum, USDT. So it's Ethereum Classic we were looking at. Some nice run up, but the performance. So again, in April, it's fairly volatile, as you can tell there. Low at 509, went up to 763, back down to 6, and then back up to 749. And here at the more recent low at 551, up to roughly $8, 783. Again, another coin that gets hit a little hard, but Bitcoin Cash seems to be the worst one. So that is decent, but compared again to Zcash so far, that's the one that's really thrown me off. So we have here Atom. Let's see again, negative trend. So let's see how this guy's been doing. Okay, so it's had a nice run up from July 27th, 28th to no, not that was at down at 265. It looks like all the way up to 436. So not quite decent, more than 50%. So that's not too bad. It's been holding its own. So this coin is good as a defensive play. And when it moves up respectfully, but it doesn't get hit as hard as some of the other coins that we've looked at. So this may be an okay coin to put a little bit in. Next up, we have Atom, and then we have Waves. Okay, Waves I've already reported. This one's already on the move again earlier today, just basically based on timing. When I ran that analysis, so Waves USDT, yeah, it's been flat. So low point around April, $1.04 moved up to $1.69. Not bad, but it's not giving you the double, two times, three times returns that we've seen in other coins. Still negative. Pair band. This has been a very interesting coin. Let me just pull that one up. This has not had recent performance, but in the past it's done really well. It's one of the smaller coins here, so you can see here, it's been hovering around. Looks like $1.09, and then it's moved up 5 times, right? So now it's at its high at 506. So this coin has done really, really well, and these are the coins I like to be in. And it's not been as hit hard as, again, as I said, Bitcoin Cash seems to be the one that gets it. But it's on the move, and that's okay. So these smaller coins have done well. And the other thing is just look at the upward trend. This is one of those coins that could fall into a DeFi coin if you traded that. So that's the sort of thing we like to focus on. Cav is another one. Has not been as strong, but I'll show you that one as well. So Cava has done well, and as I said in the past, it's not been as high performing. But when you look at from 62 cents to 3.25, its performance levels like double, triple, three times, and four times as high as compared to the bigger coins. And these are the ones that do really well. So that's what you kind of want to trade for that higher return. And that's what it's been about. Qtum's another one that's been doing okay. Not going to complain about that one. But of the bigger coins, this one's been performing pretty decently. You can see here at the low point of, let's say, June 28th at $1.60, let's say $1.58. It's gone up 291, so it's gone up more than obviously 50%, so it's performed quite well. So here is EOS, another Bitcoin that's kind of been flat. You can see here, negative trend. Just not really anything to write home about. EOS, USDT. Again, been flat between April till just recently in the last since July 20th, low of 256, gone up 50% in a very short period of time, all the way up to 330, but it's had that negative down trend recently. So that's something to be very wary of on Kava. So here we have the standard link that's been doing well. For a bigger coin, it's been doing really well. Let me show you here. This is the sort of thing we like to see. We like to see this positive trend. That's why we like to trade these. And when the trend is there, it will have really, really strong returns over the course of, a couple of months. You can see here, it really hasn't had any real downtrend. The low of 3.3, already approaching 976 at its peak now. So it's more than tripled since April, and it's because that's the thing you want to look for is these strong trend moves, upward trends, because those are going to give you peak performance versus the other coins. So that's pretty well at the long based. So let's look at some of the other coins that you may not have heard of. One, we filter on volume, and the other one we filter on trend. So let's, while we're been talking about trend, let me just see if I can open up that report based on trend, and then we'll do based on volume. Okay, so a lot of these it looks like we've already looked at. So we've looked at Compound, we have looked at Ethereum, we've looked at Bitcoin, and I'm just looking for anything new. We have looked at Dash, XMR we've looked at, Bitcoin Cash, maybe this is the last one we looked at. So my apologies there. So we're going to base this now on volume. So again, this coin, BUS, USDT. It's a state, a US stable coin against a state, US stable coin. So as you can see here in the price, it's not going to move at all. And if anything, it's going to be a lot more volatile. It's just something I wouldn't really recommend to trade. But this is one of the other things I like to look for are the alerts on the candles, see how they're doing. So we have here a Marabouzou August 1st bullish. So these are the sort of things I like to look for. When it comes to these reports, because they can help identify what's strong. So we have another US to US tether, or sorry, stable coins against each other. Not going to move anywhere, so I'm not going to report that. Let's see what else we have here. Matic. Okay, Matic really has not gone anywhere. Let me just see if there's any candle patterns in here. No, I'm not seeing it. So Matic is to me a big disappointment. You can see how flat it's been, so what's there to talk about there? So this report might not have the all-stars that you want, like with the other one. So we have ZIL. ZIL has its moments, but overall it's another big disappointment as well. See here, it's been flat. It will, and this happens all the time where you'll see the big run-up. And then it'll get added to the Binance futures. And then it starts to peter out. And then people start betting in the futures market, thinking this coin will do well. It may down the line, but the only reason that Binance will add this coin is because of this leg here of from roughly about 0 to 3 cents. So, I mean, that doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a 300% move in that time up until sometime in June, most likely. Yeah, June 10th. So that was like over 2 months ago. That's a missed opportunity. So let's see here. What else we have? Here we have bullish and bearish signals. So those are going to get washed out. So our next one is XLM. Now we've talked about this before. I probably can almost guarantee you it's the same thing as ZIL. XLM is stellar. Not saying that these will be useless moving forward, but for the time being, they're just not performing. This one's not being doing too bad. A little more volatile down moves, but we're talking from 6 cents back June 27th up to 12 cents. So it's been pretty strong actually. So I'll take that back. But comparative to other coins I've shown in terms of HODLing, this one's a little of a rough ride. It'll get you there. But, you know, again, you're starting from 5 cents all the way up to 11, 12 cents here. So that's more than doubling. Pretty good. But as I said, we've got other coins that are performing really well and have a stronger, more steady trend. So again, I'd be pretty happy with Stellar if that's what you're following. Now, ERD is another one that's done well, but yet hasn't really gotten the attention that it used to get. I think last week there were some calls on ERD. But again, you can see this strong decline recently. So this one from 3 cents again, from literally 0, 3%, three-time return is pretty good, but this just not getting played out right now because of the strong downward trend. Next up, see here we have bullish, but that's all at the end of July, not up to date. I think we have so ADA, let's see ADA or Cardano. This has been a good performer. Long term, it's been pretty good. And it's been holding its own here on the recent leg ups, but it does have its moments where it does move up from a low of about 4 cents all the way up to 15 cents. So that's a pretty solid move. That's a steady move up as well, as you can see. But right now it's in a flat condition. This looks like a good one to hold. And again, what we look for with that, as I said before, it's these positive trends. But when you look at that slope, it's not as strong as comparative to other ones I've shown in the other report, like Chainlink and some other coins. But here, let's see here. So let's look at Cardano here. Negative trend long term, but lately it's been doing okay. We only have one bullish in the end of July, so it's not going to do a whole lot. But it's been steady. Okay, XRP has had an amazing run up lately. And I put out a video asking, should I trade it? And the answer was pretty well, yeah. But it's gone up really well for XRP. So if we're looking at a low of July 6, roughly about 17 cents, and now it's up to 32 cents, that's a solid run up where it's almost doubled in the last month or so. But will it continue? It's got that long-term negative trend, so I don't know, and I don't think so. There's no candles here. Patterns. No, there's no candle patterns in there, so. ISOT. This one's been okay. It's a positive trender. So IOST, USDT, so it's been very flat. That's why I'm saying it's okay. But compared to other coins, there's better ones out there for sure. So if Tron is another kind of going nowhere. But you can see it's been positive. Now, one thing you got to remember is always looking for this trend. It's negative, so it doesn't really excite me there either. Doge. Okay, well, I talked about this last night. I know what to expect in this chart here. So Doge. It's had two little peaks, and that's it. That's a tweet from Elon Musk, and otherwise it's flat, so I wouldn't even bother looking at this coin. What else we got? VET. VET's very interesting. It has performed very well in the past. It's on the move today, as I hinted on my Instagram. But this is for a coin of its size, it's done very, very well. You can see here, low in April, literally 0 cents, gone up to 2 cents long term. So I'd be happy with that. And it's been kind of flat since July 9th, so it hasn't done all well, but it's on the move today. Where it will go, nobody knows. So we have a bullish signal at the end of July. And that's how much more we got. Yeah, that is it. Okay, so we're done. Hopefully, you've learned a few things here. These reports take a while, so sorry the length, but I'm not sure how often I'll be doing these. But thanks for watching if you're still out there. Have a good day.